Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you all over the world. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And we're coming to you from all across the country and even over the world. So thank God for you and for you and you and everyone who's coming together to pray and to praise God. It's a wonderful privilege to give God praise and to pray unto God. I thank him for everything he's done. We appreciate you being on the line. I approach you very humbly. Ah, my God. As a lamb coming to you, shepherdess and shepherds, God bless you. It's a wonderful day to give God glory and give him praise. I ask you to join me today in a word of prayer. My God, do this word of prayer unto our God. And oh, my God, it's just such a privilege to even pray to him. God, thank you. We thank you for the vision that you gave to us, God, and you're bringing it to pass all across the world. We need some of the angels that fought Satan up in heaven to be dispatched to us, because the Bible tells us in Revelation, the 12th chapter, and around the 8th and 9th verse, God, you said, we'll be into the inhabitants of the earth. When the devil was kicked out of heaven and has come down, he's come down to us, Lord, and we need your help, especially for some of the things that we're trying to do for you. We thank you for steadfastness, for you said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Thank you, because we look not into the hills, but into you, God, which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. We praise you for it. And we are just mindful that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you will condemn. Thank you, oh God, for you always bless the seed of the righteous. Thank you, Mother Johnson, certainly lived a righteous life, and I'm her seed, one of them. And I'm asking you to bless us, God, in Jesus' name. Bless us, prayer line. Those who got up to give you glory and they give you praise, bless them. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. We want to thank you for rebuking the enemy, for rebuking strife. And thank you for taking this prayer line up, 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 up. Thank you for joy in our souls, for peace in our minds. And thank you for my unspoken request that you have brought to pass. Thank you. Thank you for lost souls being saved. And thank you for the praises that are going up to you. Now, I believe blessings come down when praises go up. Thank you for so many things. Thank you for rebuking jealous spirits. Thank you. Oh, God, just thank you for Jesus, our Savior forever. And I want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. It does still work. Oh, God, for it's working in all of us on this line. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to see another moment and allowing us to see another day. So many things we have to thank you for. Our heart beating, for our lungs breathing another time. And we appreciate everything you've done. Now, Lord, look on these people on this prayer line. So precious. They come to give you praise and adoration. Help them and bless them. Some have needs. All of us have needs. But bless us, God. Or some have emergency situations. God, solve it and bless them in Jesus' name. All those participating, give them a special blessing. And all those who are on the line, just a special blessing. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. keeps our hearts and minds in perfect peace. Thank you for the love that Jesus gave. For you said in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Thank you for it. Huh? Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge and our strength, according to Psalms 37. Thank you, Lord. I know so many things. Thank you for the victory. We looked in the back of the book in Revelation and saw that we have the victory. And thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody like you, Lord. When there's nobody who cares, you care. When there's nobody who's concerned, you care. When there's nobody who has time, you care. When there's nobody who can feel your pain, you care. And I thank you for caring. God, bless us today in an ultra awesome way. Nobody can do that but you. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing. Are you blessing? In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. And we pray for the glory of God. Thank God. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning. Those who awake, I was taught by Mother Johnson, when you come into the room, speak. Amen. Either when you enter a room, speak. And the people in the room, if they've been taught, they speak back. Amen. I know you all on this line have great training. We'll say good morning to all of you on this line. Good morning to
good morning.
You.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, guys.
And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to the Lord. Come on, you can do better than that. Everybody speak to the Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Bless you.
Good morning.
And let's give him some praise for what he's done for you. You breathe all night long. Who can tell me what you were doing while you were asleep? You were still breathing. Must have been the Lord that kept you breathing, because some of them left here last night. I'm talking about people around the world. So since you're here, come on, let's give God some glory. Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God kept me And here I am, and I'm going to bring it while I have a chance. Allah, the old senior saints used to preach the message and sing and say, I believe I testify while I have a chance.
Amen.
Then they say, I may not have a chance anymore. I'm going to do it while I got a chance. Those who you haven't been having trouble on your line to meet the line, because you don't want the enemy to use you to block this. Because I know he doesn't want me to bring it. Some of y'all who are prayer warriors, start praying for me right now. See my voice? See my voice? Yeah. Doesn't normally do that. Start praying for me right now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody on the line, even before I begin, just pray for me. Any volunteer, just pray for me.
This is Lonnie. I would love to pray for you if you would allow me to.
Yeah, go ahead. Amen.
Oh, gracious Father, we come to you today asking for your mercies and your grace. We give you the honor, Heavenly Father, for bringing us to a new day. Lord, and just right now, we just ask that your protection and your power be over our pastor, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Lord, we ask you to put your everlasting arm on him right now and touch his spirit, Lord, that he may bring forth the word, Lord, that we may receive it in your mighty name, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord, today for all that you've done and all that you do, Lord. And we just give you praise, Lord, and we just lift you up and we just say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praises be unto you, Lord. We bring our Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson, to bring the word today, Lord, and that you may touch his vocal cords, Lord, that it may make that resounding sound that will penetrate into the souls of those, the ears of those, and into the soul of the people on the prayer line this morning, Lord. We just thank you for what you do, Lord, with the prayer line, and we just ask that you continue to watch over those that have the mind to want to receive your word, Lord. And we ask right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you just touch and protect and watch over Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, First Lady Betty Johnson, Lord, and just bless them and keep them. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you do. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much, Lonnie. Our
all
prayer
right.
changes.
Amen.
And let me say to you that no weapon formed against me or Lady Betty shall prosper. And that we know that
Amen.
We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. So the enemy is defeated. But prayer is a good thing for anybody. I want to pray for y'all before I even bring this message. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch the minds of the people. Guard their minds.
Yes.
Guard their minds.
Yes.
Guard their minds.
Yes.
Don't let the devil maneuver them and get them off into thinking about other things and things like that, and don't really hear this message. Help them to receive it, because it is so relevant for this day and time. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Yes.
Amen. 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 If you want to get someone who perhaps is in your home, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, they need to hear this message. Go in there where they are and cut the phone on, speakerphone or whatever. But they need to hear this, because I'm going to preach and reveal some secrets. Some of y'all who've had secrets for a long time, or who've been wondering about this for a long time, some secrets will be revealed. The Lord says in Daniel that he holds secrets many times for the last day, and he gives them to his prophets and to his people. So I want to hear that. I want to talk about, well, let me read the scripture first. Jeremiah 31 and 3. It says, the Lord hath appeared of old times unto me, of old times, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Then he says that, therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. And then I'm going to the historicity of Lucifer, of Satan, of the dragon himself. In Revelations 12 and 7. All right. Before I go there, let me read this scripture. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. I want to ask that person who just called, mute your phone, star 6, if you please. Love you. Just trying to get some help here. And then it says, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. All right, I'm getting feedback here. If you got two phones open, you need to mute one of the phones. Cut it off. It says, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected thee. Amen. And then here's the historicity of Satan. I need to elaborate on it a little bit here. And there was war in heaven. There was a war in heaven. Okay, somebody got a double feedback there. You hear it? Check your line. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels. In other words, fought against Michael's angels. And then it says, 12 and 8 says, and prevailed not. In other words, he lost. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Right then it says, and the great dragon was cast out. And then it tells who he is, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which is deceived, which deceiveth the whole world. In other words, he was trying to deceive the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. He was trying to deceive the whole world. He was trying to deceive all of heaven.